House Republicans have framed the central question they need to answer this way. Are White House officials clueless or are they liars? Mike Burgess of Texas says he repeatedly asked the administration before the Affordable Care Act rollout if the website was really going to be ready. Over and over, Burgess said, they told him not to worry.
You know, this obvious question comes up, well, were you purposely untruthful with me? Or did you really believe this all was going to work and you just had no earthly idea that the system you devised was so flawed?
Since the healthcare exchanges opened on October 1st, consumers have noticed frequent error messages, long waits to sign up, and sometimes incorrect information about the federal tax credits they qualify for. Burgess says if only administration officials had admitted early on they weren't going to be ready. Yes, Republicans might have reveled in that, but he says the White House only made things worse.
You know, when you've got a problem, confess your sins and go for absolution and get on with it.
Four government contractors that helped build the website will be asked to confess possible sins today. Questions they'll face. Did the breakdowns occur with them, or were they just following directions from the Department of Health and Human Services? Did the contractors notify White House officials about problems earlier? All fair questions. But Henry Waxman, the highest-ranking Democrat on the Energy and Commerce Committee, says his Republican colleagues aren't actually interested in fixing the exchanges.
Every time they held a hearing, it has not been to be constructive. It's only to say how terrible this law is.
And to some of Waxman's Democratic colleagues on the committee, like Elliot Engel of New York, the Republicans' obsession with what went wrong with the Obamacare launch just seems really ironic.
Let me say that I think it's wonderful that my Republican colleagues care so much about the Affordable Care Act that they want to make sure it works perfectly. After shutting down the government and trying to kill it and trying to defund it and voting against it, I'm glad that they're just so concerned about it right now.
Meanwhile, President Obama says he's hired additional computer experts to help cure the technical defects. But Republicans like Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania are already panning the tech surge as foolish.
This tech surge is comparable to trying to fix a car by overhauling it while it's still rolling down the highway.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius goes in front of the panel next Wednesday. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.